Welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know, each week I try to bring the best in the mixture. This evening, we have a very special program I'll be telling you about in a couple of minutes. First, I want to express our condolences and sadness of having learned of the death of cantor Leon Kahn. It was just a couple of weeks ago, Motzi Shabbos. He was walking home from shul and fell and passed away. It was quite a shock to the entire community. You know that Leon was the president of the Cantorial Council of America for many years, and he was certainly a great friend of mine and of all Chazonis, and our condolences to his wife and daughter and family. I trust that you all had a wonderful Pesach holidays. I had a little bit of a hiatus. Back again. It's always a challenge what to play during these periods post Pesach. But before we get to that, just let me give you a couple of dates to remember. June. Okay, first of all, June 4th at Temple Beth Shalom in Lawrence. Their annual concert. It's always a huge success with the Shamir Helfgott, and this year, Aaron Ben-Sasson will be joining Helfgott. June 2nd, there is planned to be a Rosenblatt Memorial Concert, supposedly taking place at the Svartische Shul in Borough Park. I'll have more information about that in forthcoming programs. And give you the details, but June 2nd, June 4th, a little close to each other, but that's that happens sometimes. And you know that on June 23rd, Moshe Stern, Yossi Molavani, and I are being honored by the American Society for Jewish Music, and the funds will be going for the Charlie Bernhout Collection of Jewish and Cantorial Music. Yes. More about that in the future. For those of you who can attend, we'd love to see you. I would love to see you. If not, there will be a journal, and you might want to help support the archive. And my highest priority is to have the most complete cantorial archive in the world. The archive will include you might 10, 12, 14,000 albums, which include Yiddish and Hasidic and Klezmer and American Jewish music and so forth, Israeli. But my concentration to begin is going to be Chazonis. And I know that many of you will be able to partake in those recordings. More about that, as I say, in the future. Okay, let's go back 8 years ago to May 15th, 2005. We're at the Bialystoker Synagogue in the Lower East Side, and it's a Mincha and Maariv Sfira davening, and it features cantors Moshe Stern, Moshe Haschel, and Yitzhamir Helfgott. Matthew Lazar will be leading the wonderful choir, and without further ado, let's get to that that davening. I'm sure that you'll enjoy it. And this will take up the entire 2 hours of the program. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Yeah. Oh, Yeah.
This is the end of the first part of this davening, the Mincha and Maariv Sfira. I have to tell you, as I was listening to it, recalling that wonderful evening and some wonderful evenings that Cantor's World ran, and I sort of bemoan the fact that, I mean, there should be Sfira concerts all over the place, or at least one good one. I don't know. Cantor's World has to come back in some form or another. Well, we'll see. People are constantly asking when and why and so forth. Well, who knows about the future? It's nothing like the real thing, though. Nothing like being able to go to a shul and hear wonderful davening, as I did with the Erbelich brothers at the Chasam Sofer Shul this past Shabbos. And then, of course, Yossi Malavani. And then I'll tell you more about other things that the past few days. But you know how to reach me, cbjmusic@aol.com. And stay tuned for the second part of the davening.